In the summer of 1988, about 6 months before the Soviets withdrew from Afghanistan, I finished my first novel, a father-son story set in Kabul, written mostly with a typewriter the general had given me. I sent query letters to a dozen agencies and was stunned one August day when I opened our mailbox and found a request from a New York agency for the completed manuscript. I mailed it the next day. Surayya kissed the carefully wrapped manuscript, and Khala Jamila insisted we pass it under the Quran. She told me that she was going to do Nazr for me, a vow to have a sheep slaughtered and the meat given to the poor if my book was accepted. "Please no Nazr, Khala John," I said, kissing her face. "Just do zakat. Give the money to someone in need, okay? No sheep killing." 6 weeks later, a man named Martin Greenwald called from New York and offered to represent me. I only told Surayya about it. But just because I have an agent doesn't mean I'll get published. If Martin sells a novel, then we'll celebrate, I said. A month later, Martin called and informed me I was going to be a published novelist. When I told Surayya, she screamed. We had a celebration dinner with Surayya's parents that night. Khala Jamila made kofta, meatballs and white rice, and chocolate firni. The general, a sheen of moisture in his eyes, said that he was proud of me. After General Tahiri and his wife left, Surayya and I celebrated with an expensive bottle of Merlot I had bought on the way home. The general didn't approve of women drinking alcohol, and Surayya didn't drink in his presence. "I'm so proud of you," she said, raising her glass to mine. Kaka would have been proud too. "I know," I said, thinking of Baba, wishing he could have seen me. Later that night, after Surayya fell asleep, wine always made her sleepy, I stood on the balcony and breathed in the cool summer air. I thought of Rahim Khan and the little note of support he had written me after he had read my first story. And I thought of Hassan. "Someday, inshallah, you will be a great writer," he had once said, "and people all over the world will read your stories." There was so much goodness in my life, so much happiness, and I wondered whether I deserved any of it. The novel was released in the summer of that following year, 1989, and the publisher sent me on a 5-city book tour. I became a minor celebrity in the Afghan community. That was the year that the Shorawi completed the withdrawal from Afghanistan. It should have been a time of glory for Afghans. Instead, the war raged on, this time between Afghans, the Mujahideen against the Soviet puppet government of Najibullah, and Afghan refugees kept flocking to Pakistan. That was the year that the Cold War ended, the year the Berlin Wall came down. It was the year of Tiananmen Square. And in the midst of it all, Afghanistan was forgotten. And General Tahiri, whose hopes had stirred awake after the Soviets pulled out, went back to winding his pocket watch. That was also the year that Surayya and I began trying to have